And they'll be taking on the Bulldogs, who are looking to get on a winning way. They've got four players out for Origin, but I'm sure the Raiders will find what they need. G'day, Jared.
How are you, mate?
Not too bad, mate. You've got to pick up after the loss to the Dragons as well.
Yeah, mate, it was it was a tough loss for us. We probably didn't play our best footy down there at Wynn Stadium, but to the Dragons' credit, they played pretty well and they sort of didn't allow us to play very good footy. So it was a little hump for us, but we'll bounce out of that into this week.
Mate, I mentioned Jared, and well done too, mate. Been the surprise packets of the season so far for many, but are you surprising yourselves a little bit with how well you're going?
No, I don't think so, mate. I mean, it obviously gets thrown around, a fair bit this time of the year, and it's probably the last couple of years we haven't been at our best, I guess. So it's probably a little bit deserved. But the recruits we bought and the squad we've got, I was always confident that we could we could play some good footy and win footy games. But the big thing was consistency, and I think we found a little bit of that in a small way, I guess, the first 10 weeks of the season. So, it's just about building week to week for us, mate.
Yeah, look, you've been a successful club. It's good to see you guys playing well. Mate, it must be a bit of a trap. Yeah, so they've got Jackson, Clemmer, Morris and Hodgkinson out. I suppose you've got to guard against any complacency.
Yeah, definitely. We knew that would be all thrown about and be talked about this week, but there's not much we can do about that. We've just, talked about it and focusing on our own game, and if we play well and do the little things right, which we sort of couldn't do last week against the Dragons, or we didn't do, we do the little things right, it'll go a long way to getting us to 2 points. But you certainly can't underestimate a team coached by Des Hasler, mate. You wouldn't know what to expect out there in Thunder, so we've got to be ready to go on our behalf.
Yeah, absolutely. Not only are they missing their Origin players, but you've got the injury to James Graham. It is a good time. It's an opportunity, isn't it, this weekend to actually notch up the 2 points?
Oh, look, it's an opportunity, I guess, but you obviously want to beat sides with their best players in as well. So, it's like you said, you can fall into the trap of being complacent, and we're certainly not doing that this week. Like I said, they've still got some quality players there, and I'm sure Josh Reynolds is going to be fired up, mate. He's he was unlucky not to be running out there next Wednesday night, so he's going to be out there to put a big game on, and we've got to be ready to go.
Mate, Blake Austin, he's playing sensationally.
Unbelievable.
Mate, he's been unreal.
Hasn't he?
He's been really good. I think he's surprised a few people himself. His running game is just second to none, and it's been good. We obviously missed him last week, Sammy Williams, but the combination between Sammy and Osto and Jack White and Josh Hodgson, our hooker, the spine sort of there. It's really gone a long way to having a few wins this year. The couple of wins in a row we sort of had the same 17 throughout the whole time, which makes it a lot easier. And, they're just getting combinations together, Sammy, and like I said, Jacko and Hodjo. It's just about building combinations, and they're going along quite nicely.
Yeah, mate, you'd be happy with your form, mate. You've been scoring a whole stack of tries.
It's been okay, mate. It's sort of playing off the back of those guys, I guess. When Blake Austin's scoring tries and making line breaks, and Jack Whiten's making line breaks and scoring tries, the edges tend to feed off that. So I've been lucky enough where the boys are playing well, and I've come up with a few rewards off the end of that.
And Jared, Ricky, we love his passion and his love for the game, I suppose. Is he fairly relaxed at this stage? He'd be pretty happy, I'd imagine.
Yeah, look, he's been pretty good, Stick. He's obviously, this week, he's talked about not getting complacent and, falling into the trap and how good of a coach Dez is and what he's going to bring to us. He's been pretty relaxed, Dick. He's really enjoying the highs and lows with us, which is what we love about him. Like you said, he wears his heart on his sleeve. He's so passionate about the place, and he feels the wins and losses just as much as the boys do. So that's sort of what we love about him.
Jared, we're out here at Stonecutters Ridge raising awareness for Little Wings. That's a service that flies families who have had their kids in Westmead Hospital and also up in John Hunter Hospital in Newcastle. And I know your major sponsor, Huawei, is certainly supporting do their bit too in helping get that cancer message out there.
Yeah, look, we're every year Huawei come up with a jersey design for us to wear, and then auction them off, and all the proceedings go to Tour de Cure, and trying to raise awareness for bowel cancer. So we're wearing a special one-off jersey on Sunday, and hopefully they can go for a lot of money and then raise some money. But they'll be available on all bids. We've also got a few of the reserve grade boys and Josh McCrane having an actual bike race around the stadium at halftime of the game. And you can actually bid and auction on who's going to win that, and I think you win a free trip to China. So it's all for a great cause. So get out there and have a look at it.
Right. Jared, we thank you for your time this morning, mate. Good luck.
No worries. Thanks, boys.
Good to chat. Jared Croker there, the Raiders centre. He's going to be a man to watch on the weekend. Just a reminder of those odds. The Raiders $1.40 favourites. The Bulldogs $3.